Hi, everyone. I just wanted to give everyone a Hank update, his long saga with gastrointestinal distress. He has been sick for the last several weeks, as many of you know, and I've been trying to figure out what the issue is. He's been to the vet multiple times. I've spent hundreds of dollars, but the vet I had been seeing said it's time for something more aggressive, and he made several recommendations, all of which were very, very expensive. The least expensive to try first was the x-ray, and that was scheduled for last night. I ended up rescheduling today because I had something come up, and doing that was actually a great thing because my normal vet wasn't available, and the vet I saw today was just amazing, so much better. I feel so much more hopeful about Hank in this situation now. I mean, I was desperately sad and thinking that, you know, the worst was going to happen, and, you know, the worst may still happen ultimately, but, at least I feel more hopeful now. So the difference is the vet, today wants to try probiotics combined with the antibiotics. The probiotics, you sprinkle on food. And it's supposed to help balance the digestive bacteria that's used to help process the food. And that's, you know, I got that recommendation from another person as well. So I think it's pretty solid. And I'm sure other pet people out there that have been through this probably would concur. So that's the good news. Also, the vet also did a, you know, kind of reinforce some of the ideas I had. The other vet did not. Things like the fact that he ate 3 days in a row, she thought that was, you know, a really good sign. The fact that he regurgitated the food because there was that he ate too much was also something she said was very possible. The other vet did not. The idea that the antibiotics could cause nausea and cause vomiting and diarrhea, she said, very well could cause that. That's a common side effect. The other vet said, well, we don't know that. It could be this or that. And he acted like it wasn't likely. So anyway, those were all things that that she kind of solidified and said, yes, that's very well could be. And so we're going to give this a shot. I just gave him a bowl of, you know, like about a third of a cup of rice with some of this Fortiflora, which is the probiotic. Mixed in, he ate the whole thing, which was really great. Then I gave him his antibiotic in a pill pocket. The last time that he did the antibiotic therapy, it was in liquid form, and Hank absolutely hated it. This was no problem because it was in a little treat that he absolutely loves. So I want to thank everyone that's offered their support. I really appreciate it. I've been kind of a wreck. I know it's probably sounds silly to some of you, but, Hank is like, you know, like a child to me in a lot of ways. I don't dress him up, which is, you know, good. Right. But he is, he means the world to me. And, as George Carlin said, when you buy a pet, you're purchasing your own personal tragedy. And so, it's been rough for me, and I thank you all for caring. That's it for now. I'm going to spend this next few days. Hopefully Hank will start to improve and we'll see a difference, and we'll go from there, but I will give you an update later. And thank you again. Have a good rest of your week and weekend.